Hey everyone, I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 56. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week we're going over 10 Instagram stories, content ideas, and how to create them.
This is going to be awesome, Haley. As you all might know, we're both fairly obsessed with Instagram, both personally and at Buffer, and we aren't the only ones. 15 million businesses now use Instagram, and more than half of those businesses are creating stories every month.
That is insane. I remember when stories first came out, and they've taken over so fast. It's probably because they're such a powerful way to connect with an audience, and who knows, maybe stories will even become the next newsfeed.
Yes, who knows? But what we do know is that creating attractive Instagram stories can be challenging and time-consuming. That's why this episode is all about how you can create beautiful Instagram stories graphics and a few ideas to get you started. As a little bonus, we actually partnered with the awesome team over at Adobe Spark to help share some templates you can quickly use to create your own Instagram stories in under 10 minutes. Those templates are up on our blog now at blog.buffer.com/instagram-stories-templates.
Perfect. So we're going to start by going over the 10 different Instagram stories content ideas and how they can help you. And then we'll share a couple of resources and tools that we use for designing stories.
Sweet. Let's get started.
Number one for content ideas is going behind the scenes. This is a pretty popular use case for Instagram stories because when it's done well, it's super cool. For example, restaurants could show how their dishes are prepared. Musicians could show how their music is recorded in the studio. Sports teams can share training sessions with their fans. Fashion experts might demonstrate how to put together the perfect outfit. And I personally follow a lot of martial artists on Instagram, and I absolutely love looking for their training sessions or the preparations that they do before fights. I honestly can't get enough of it because it feels like special access to what they're up to.
Yeah, totally agreed. And at Buffer, we've done a lot of behind the scenes stuff in many different ways. One of them was that on our recent retreat, we were all together in Madrid, and we showed what it was like to work together as a remote company. And I've also seen other SaaS companies like MailChimp and HubSpot and those sorts of companies do things like office tours, bring your pet to work day, and lots of employee-centered storytelling.
So cool.
Number two is how-to tutorials. If you've checked out our Instagram stories, you know this is one of our favorite techniques because the focus is on education and usefulness. We've used Instagram stories to share how to curate content, set benchmarks, create GIFs, a day in the life of a social media manager, and much more. I find what works well here is not sharing too much information because, you know, with Instagram stories, you do still have to be able to absorb a lot of content in a short amount of time, and people's attention spans are very short. So a quick look at something you're looking to teach your audience can be super interesting, and that's plenty.
Totally agree. One example we have here too is that when we had Bustle on the podcast several episodes ago, their stories editor used Instagram stories to do makeup tutorials for their audience, and that was working out really well for them.
Love it.
Number three is blog post promotion. So again, if you follow our Instagram account, this is something that we do really frequently on Instagram stories. And honestly, why not? We have already put so much time and effort into creating these awesome blog posts. So it makes total sense to recycle the content and use it on Instagram stories too. Repurposing content across channels is a really great way to ensure it reaches as much of your audience as possible. So that's why this is so valuable here. Instead of simply promoting a blog post and asking people to visit our blog, we like to highlight the key points of that blog post via stories so it can be most valuable. Another example here is I follow a couple of fashion bloggers and they'll share images only on stories, not on their main grid, from a blog post, and then they'll have the CTA to swipe up to read the full post, and that's the only way that you can access the rest of those images.
Ah, yes, the CTA to swipe up. For those who are curious, for now, that swipe up feature is only available to verified brands, you know, that little blue check mark, and then non-verified accounts with more than 10,000 followers.
Instagram goals one day.
Yes, hashtag Instagram goals. All righty, number four, share a list or countdown. Who doesn't love a great list? I know I do.
I do too.
Yeah, absolutely. We picked up the strategy from Airbnb. They've shared lists of the best places to live, workspaces and Airbnb homes, and lots more. And it works so well because it's seriously, like, lists are just so fascinating. You could share, you know, various ways to use your product, surprising facts and stats about your industry. At Buffer, you know, we've shared a lot of lists and top 10 lists on our Instagram stories, you know, like the most used emojis in social media or the social networks with the most users on them. We've also done top 10 lists that keep people interested in your stories all the way to the very end. So doing a countdown helps to do this, like top 10 books for entrepreneurs or even the top 5 ways to use social media.
All right, so number 5 is promote a limited time sale. As we all know, Instagram stories only lasts for 24 hours, and you can use this to your advantage. This crunched time frame makes it a great way to promote limited time sales. This is a strategy that you see a lot of clothing retailers use. For example, Black Sheep Cycling launched their new limited edition cycling kit through their Instagram stories, and they sold out in 30 minutes, which was so crazy. So what I like about this strategy is that because the promotion or the sale is in stories and not on your main Instagram grid, you won't get people commenting to ask if the sale or promotion is still happening like 4 days later. The messages are going to disappear. So only people who are in that time chunk will be able to see it.
Idea for Instagram stories number 6, giveaway or discount coupons. Giveaways can be a great strategy in many places on social media, and Instagram stories is no different. In fact, it might be the best place for giveaways or discounts. To entice followers to watch their Instagram stories, brands, and we've seen this firsthand, sometimes host exclusive giveaways or giveaway discount coupons throughout their stories. So one example for us at Buffer is we wanted to increase the number of reviews to this very podcast on iTunes. And so what we did is we posted a picture of a bunch of Buffer swag, like some socks and shirts, on Instagram stories, and then asked people to leave us a review in order to be entered to win. All they had to do was leave a review and then respond directly to our stories with the direct message feature with a thumbs up to enter. We got more than 50 direct messages that day, which was our highest volume of messages pretty much ever.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, on to number 7. You can share statistics, data, and research on Instagram stories. So I'm honestly, personally, I'm a sucker for exciting stats. If you know of any like interesting or shocking stats about your industry that your followers might be interested in, then that makes for a good Instagram story. I have a few for you right now. Did you know Facebook adds 500,000 new users every day? And that's 6 new profiles every second. Or that no matter what people say, only 1% of the population can effectively multitask. This is surprising news for some of us. Or how about 75% of people use their phones while they're sitting on the toilet? See what we did there?
I did not know that one.
That was a good one.
Alrighty, number 8 for quotes and inspiration. Quotes done right can be such a big staple for brands on social media. You know, if you look at influencers like Gary Vee, Ryan Holiday, Ariana Huffington, or Maria Popova, they all get tons of engagement using inspirational or philosophical quotes on social. But there are tons of different ways to apply quotes that don't have to be inspirational or philosophical. You can share a quote from your blog post with the call to action to read more, or a quote from your CEO from a recent keynote. As long as it's relevant to your followers and brand, you can see success with quotes. They're definitely not outdated yet.
They're classic. All right, number 9, Instagram stories takeovers. You have probably heard about this because it's a pretty popular strategy. It's when you give your Instagram stories account to someone else, or you yourself take over another account for the purpose of connecting to that audience. And at Buffer, we've done takeovers with some super awesome companies like Shopify and Product Hunt. And they're always, one, super fun, but they're also mainly, two, great for getting attention. So Instagram stories takeovers also have a nice advantage over an Instagram post takeover, which is your guest can post as many stories as they'd like without filling up your nicely curated gallery. You can also use takeovers to do a Q&A session with your followers through Instagram stories. Let your followers know what the session is about and invite them to DM you questions, and you can just go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen huge follower spikes after takeovers, so highly recommend trying that strategy out. And before we get into the how you can create your Instagram stories with tools, our last number 10 idea is announcements, updates, and news. We've shared several fun announcements using Instagram stories, you know, the launch of this podcast, the launch of our online strategy class, Buffer anniversaries, employee birthdays, you know, even our celebration for Social Media Day. So you can use announcements via Instagram stories to build up the anticipation for upcoming news and then reveal the surprise either that same day or sometime in the future.
Love it. So now that we've shared all of our best ideas for Instagram stories content with you, let's look at a few of our favorite tools and resources.
Our first favorite tool, and like we mentioned at the beginning, is Adobe Spark. And you can grab some free templates over on blog.buffer.com right now. Spark is one of our favorite free design tools for creating graphics. With the app, you can create graphics in just a few steps. And the reason we love Spark so much is because the ability to create these graphics on the go. They have a lot of options, a lot of text overlays, font styles, and color themes. They basically do the work for you, and it's all free.
The best part. Course,
yeah, absolutely. Like when I was at Social Media Marketing World earlier this year, I'd take a quick video on my phone, upload it to Spark, add some quick text overlays and effects, and then post it to Instagram stories in real time. It was pretty awesome.
Wonderful. All right. Next up is one of our favorite video tools, which is Stories Ad. It's another free tool and for creating, as they advertise, stunning stories in less than 2 minutes, which sounds great. It provides 12 professionally produced video templates that you can use to create Instagram stories videos. So you just follow the instructions on the web editor and it will send the video to your email inbox at the end. A couple of other video tools, if you're interested in that, would be Flyer, that's F-L-Y-R, Animaker, Storio, and After Effects.
Yes, After Effects. I absolutely love After Effects. And if you've ever seen our Buffer Instagram stories, you've probably noticed the moving motion graphics, you know, with the text over the video and things disappearing, coming in out of the screen. Well, that was all made with Adobe After Effects. And the cool thing about that program is that you can easily create the 1080 wide by 1920 tall composition. And then you can add all of your brand assets into the editor. In my humble opinion, this is really my favorite product for customizing everything really down to a T. There's a bit of a learning curve though involved and a subscription fee of about $19.99 a month. But I did want to mention this product only because it's a huge part of how I create Instagram stories here at Buffer.
Yeah, I know you've talked about After Effects on the marketing team a few times. It sounds great. All right, so finally, let's look at a few marketplaces, starting with Creative Market. So you can also get Instagram Stories templates designed by all of these wonderful, talented creators for about $10 to $20 on Creative Market. Many of these templates, though, are Photoshop files, so you'll need a basic knowledge of Photoshop to be able to customize the template for all of your purposes. And a couple of other marketplaces that are like this, if you want a few options, would be 99 Designs and Toptal. That's T-O-P-T-A-L.
And there you have it. We hope you've enjoyed these Instagram stories, ideas, and resources. But before you go, we have something special coming up in a future episode very soon. We're going to be taking all of your social media questions and answering them live in this podcast. Feel free to send us your questions over using the hashtag BufferPodcast. We're choosing the questions to answer as we speak.
Can't wait to record some answers. And with that, thank you for joining us. Until next Monday.